Aircheckdownloads.com.
The sound of Norfolk.
Of Norfolk.
The Breakfast Show.
There he is, the birthday boy, Fergal Sharkey. I've got a funny feeling we'll be hearing from him a bit later in the programme, or part of Today's the Day. Yeah, 10 to 8 this morning, Today's the Day. What is making Wednesday special for you? Is it someone's birthday? Your birthday, perhaps? An anniversary? Any sort of celebration, welcome. Or maybe you're involved in something that's taking place in the county today. Well, we want to know about it. Do get in touch. You can text us and call us right now. 0800 389 7321 is the dog and bone number. Text the details through to 81333, starting your message with the word Norfolk. Or WhatsApp me, 0800 321 333, starting your message with the word Norfolk. Chris was at the football last night. He's back tomorrow, so it's me, Graham Barnard, with you again today. Hope you're well. And above all, staying cool. We're talking about all sorts of things on the programme today. Here's my shopping list for you. We're talking about the population change. England and Wales, generally, the population's going up. But no, not in one part of Norfolk where the population is actually decreasing a little. Will it make a difference? Is it a problem? We'll be exploring that a bit later in the show. More from Hunstanton coming up, where millions needs to be spent on the seafront and promenade. The Caister Fire, more on that. Caister on Sea Fire. Can you believe? Well, according to the people whose house was devastated by fire last week, they're now being trolled by people on the internet who are criticising them. I think, I understand it's because they didn't have, or their contents insurance or their house insurance had lapsed, as if really they could do with criticism at a time like this. Anyway, we'll hear from their son in this hour of the programme. Reaction to Norwich City's win away at Watford last night. We got Make a Difference. In fact, you haven't got to wait long for today's Make a Difference. Being Wednesday, we've got the kids quiz. We've got Start Me Up coming up shortly. And the first tease of the day, I think, will be an interesting one today. You'll learn something today. I think the first tease of the day coming up in about half an hour. Right now, though, at 6:10.
Together, we can make a difference.
Yep, that's what we do. And a therapy dog, which helps children with reading and gives out hugs at a hospital, is our BBC Radio Norfolk Make a Difference finalist today. In the run-up to the award ceremony at Norwich Castle on the 25th of September, we'll be telling you the stories of all of our finalists. Hobson and his trainer Pennell spend time in a special educational needs school and at a mental health hospital in the county. And Pennell has been talking to BBC Radio Norfolk's Alex Arnold.
Hi, we are Pennell and Hobson, and we're up for a Make a Difference Animal Award. But it's really nice to know that other people appreciate what we're doing and how amazing Hobson is.
That's Pennell, owner of the therapy dog Hobson. Good boy, Hobson. Our BBC Radio Norfolk Make a Difference finalists today in the animal category. We'll have more finalists across the summer, and the winners, as we say, will be announced next month.
Aircheckdownloads.com.